It's a significant problem, not only within our city centres and town centres, but within our communities as well. And that coupled with the fact that there's a massive housing crisis, we can't have a situation where there's vacant properties and there's people desperately needing homes. So there's it's brilliant that the council have appointed an officer. They're working in conjunction with the Department of Communities to resource the issue and try to find solutions. So this is the first step, which we hope will work to address the massive issues that we've got with urban blight. And there's probably no other way to describe it. It is a blight. And when we see dereliction within our city centre and within our communities.
Is there any indication from the Department of Communities that money will be available for the council to perhaps take over some of these properties, bring them back into use and perhaps make them available for social housing?
Yeah, well, there's been small elements of that. The job of this vacant properties officer will be to help inform policies going forward. So it's to create a data set, to gather information around the number of vacant properties, the condition of them, and sort of create a fuller picture that in turn will inform policies from the communities department, the Department of Communities, and then so the funding maybe they address the issue maybe sometime down the line, but this is around gathering information and they create a picture of what the state of dereliction as within our council area.
One of the issues that emerged in Donegal when this project was brought into place in Letterkenny and elsewhere a few years ago was actually establishing who owned these properties. In many cases, it wasn't sure and took a lot of work to actually determine ownership. Do you anticipate that's going to be a problem in Derry and Strabane as well?
Well, there will be problems, but we need to overcome them, and we need legislation to empower, whether it's councils or whether it's the empower the Department of Communities, to take action. So, well, and this is hopefully gathering information to inform that policy and to inform that legislation. And if there's robust legislation in place, the department could and should be able to vest those properties and take them on, regardless of who owns them, because we can't have a situation, as I've said, where there's thousands of people desperate for a home and there's properties in our communities sitting empty. So, and that's coupled with the massive investment that we've seen in the expansion of the university. The entire city region is going places, and we can't allow absentee landlords they have the luck of our city brought down and the wider council area. So this is timely, and that's why we very much welcome the partnership working between council and the department to try and address the problem.